All right, call this BOE session back to order. And
did you do any minutes?
We did
Friday afternoon.
We did.
Okay, so everything's done up through Friday.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'd rather not make a motion on Friday because I wasn't here.
Okay. Minutes. Well, we'll come back to that next. Our next. We had a few cancellations based off this morning's activity, so we got a little more free time.
Well, what are you on? 1 o'clock.
We're on the 1 o'clock. So go to BOE number 0059 is where we're going to be at. And pull that up. It's a phone call, so I'll be doing that just...
59 and 60.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yep. 059 and 060, Lakeland Investments. And just give me 1 second to pull that up, and then we'll make the phone call.
Why? I didn't see it.
059. Okay, there it is. I'm sorry. Haberline? Probably lean, Haberlin. All right. It shows paid $76,000 on June 30th of 10, and we're calling California, so we'll explain that process.
I smell that again.
And it's on the book at 125. So, all right. With that in mind, I'm going to make the phone call.
I think I smell it now, Kelly.
You what?
I think I smell it too, as you mentioned.
Am I imagining that?
I've got a very good. How much has that copy machine been running?
Nice. It's not even on. Okay. Calling the call right now. It's Donald.
This one is.
05906.
Hello, this is Don.
Hi, Don. This is Jim Stroffus calling from Taney County, Missouri.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Hey, I've got you on speakerphone. This is the Board of Equalization. And we've got our five-member board here present, listening in. And we have our county clerk, one of the members from our county clerk, to record the minutes. And then our assessor is present also. And we have a scheduled time to talk with you about two parcels and kind of let you know the process. Whatever the decision will be, your decision will be mailed to you from the clerk's office to let you know what the final decision is. And we have traditionally been waiting and deliberating these a little later on in the day and then voting at the end of the day. So we probably won't make a decision today, but in just a few minutes you'll be able to state your case on evaluation, why you're appealing. The board may ask you a few questions. The assessor may state his reasons why he set the evaluation the way he did. And one thing I wanted to let you know, since we are calling California, is in the state of Missouri, we set valuations every 2 years based off the value of January 1st of 2009, or the odd-numbered year. So when we look at valuation, even though a property may have been bought in 2010, we have to set value based off of January 1st of 2009. And so we use data from 07 and 08 to come up with that price for January 1st. So that's a little different than California and Texas, Illinois and Iowa, some other places we've called recently. But I wanted to give you that information up front.
Okay. Well,
go ahead, sir.
Obviously, I guess my wife didn't understand that she's a realtor and a real estate broker, so she gathered some information and she was using, as most appraisers do, you know, the most recent comparables. I think it's still pretty clearly demonstrated in some of the comps that we provided because they are, they're not as of January 1st, 2009, but it is obviously quite clear that property values didn't drop materially during that period. I mean, there's been a comp for the last few years. So anyway, go ahead, please.
And the comps, that's what I'm looking at right now. It looks like you've provided some comps as of September 1st of 09, some of the September time frames in 09. And my question is, are these all the same size units?
I believe they are. They're all in that same development. It's called Woodland, excuse me, and they're duplexes, and they range from about... Well, there's single stories and there's two stories. The single stories are just a little bit smaller than the two stories, but for the most part, I believe they have three bedrooms, two baths and two car garages. They do vary a little bit inside. They get about the same amount of rent within about $50 of each other, as I understand it.
Okay. Board, have any questions for this gentleman? If not, we're going to have to let the assessor speak a little bit to these. We're looking at both of your appeals.
Right. You can see, by the way, that there is around the fourth column from the right, there are square footages indicated for each of those properties.
Okay. All right, and we show yours around the 1383 number, it looks like. Is that right?
It's a base area.
Base area.
Let me take a look. By the way, the last one in the comparables that were listed in type is a full duplex where they use the combined square footage instead of an individual size.
Okay, so they combined them and bought them that way. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
I bought mine that way as well, but I think that they're on two separate lots, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, they have two different addresses, 119 and 121.
All right. I know we're looking through some data. The assessor has provided us some information regarding comps that he had been using when he set the valuation, so we're trying to go through those right now. James, anything, the assessor?
No, I believe the values in 08 was comparable to what I have here on the books for. And yes, the market definitely has dropped, and it's being looked at here for January 1, 2011 as being a decisive drop in the Woodlands.
Honest with you, I think those values have been dropping for since like 2006.
Well, the problem with that scenario is I don't think we've had but one Woodlands appeal their property since 2006. So I'm really not following that line of information because as sitting as the assessor for the last 13 or 14 years, when a value drops, I tend to hear about it pretty readily. I mean, when they go up, I don't hear about it, of course. But when they drop, I tend to know, and I don't believe we've had but one or two appeals since the 2005 cycle. So I know the information is current that you've provided us, and I know it is relative to value, but I don't believe it's relative to the 2007-2008 sales that occurred out there.
I have two comparables here that I'm looking at that sold in January and June of 08. One sold for $133.5 and one sold for $149.2.
And is it possible for me to get those properties?
Sure, I can mail them to you. That's not a problem.
We can mail them to you, or we can give you parcel numbers so you can look them up. But yes, what we have on our records is just parcel numbers.
Okay, once you need those.
Go ahead. Dave, I don't have my document in front of me here.
Okay, 18-1.0.
Can you hear this all right? Hold on. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I got
18-1.0-12-004-001-005.021 and the same number, 0.028. At the end instead of 021. Those two properties are comps that I happen to show on a list I've got here that sold in 08. I have another one in 08. Whoops, that'd be a different area. I'm sorry, a different number.
What were the sale prices on them?
One was 133.5, the other was 149.2.
I assume the 133.5 is the 021 and 028 was 149.2?
Yes.
And that's the price for an individual side?
I just have parcel numbers to go by, and the parcel numbers are matching up with yours there, so it's the same area. I don't know the size or anything.
Parcel numbers would be per side. So that's
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so if there's two sides, it would be two parcel numbers for us.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess what we're saying is interesting stuff for the news, maybe, that Branson properties dropped approximately almost 50% in 2 years.
We're not seeing quite that much. We're seeing a solid 20 to 25% in certain areas, in certain types of properties.
Sir, that's what this information just indicates. I paid $153 and some change for the duplex, the entire thing.
Did you buy it? Can I ask you?
They sold for $133.5 and $149.200.
Let me ask you this question. Did you buy it from a bank in a foreclosure situation?
I bought it on a short sale.
Okay. Well, in certain areas...
They listed out there for more money right now that are getting no offers and no attention.
Right.
All this is going to reflect January 1st of next year when the assessor reassesses. He's basing the values that property is selling at right now to reestablish the values. According to Missouri statute, the odd-numbered year, January 1st, is when that has to be done. So he is reestablishing values, and we are going to see values drop this next year. But we're having to sit here and make decisions based on what the value was as of January 1st of 2009, which does not reflect what things are selling for right now.
Now, I went and got my condo sales. That's where I've been, and I apologize for being gone, but I got values from 137 to 139. I've got seven of those values in the Woodlands. I've got one 10-1 2009 that sold for 139. So there's lots of sales out there that, and they will be texted into the same equation with these lower end sales, but they're going to be medians and means met. Not just pull off of one end of the transactions. And I've got, like I say, I've got them here in hand right now. I'm looking at them on my sales list. And it's unit 1A, building 18, sold for $139.5. I mean, it's not double units.
So you said those are condominiums?
He calls them condominiums. It's the same parcel, same subdivision.
Right.
Okay, but if you're saying that those are over in the condo group, where they have association fees and all that, I think that's significantly different than these duplexes that have no association fees, they have no pool facilities,
right.
They're just different properties, but I'm familiar with that whole layout of it. So if they're condominiums, I think we're comparing apples to oranges there.
Now, the two I gave you earlier, sir, were they were from Woodland Estates. They were duplexes.
Yeah, they were.
I think what you're looking at, James, is
out there that are part of the association.
James, you're looking at Woodland condos. I think there's a difference.
The Woodland condos are the ones on the bluff. That Snaden, I believe.
But you pulled those sales off of my actual residential.
We're checking some notes for a second, sir. Just 1 second here.
No problem.
Okay, so the numbers that were given, the first two parcels that were given to you were the actual duplexes right next to yours that were not part of the condos is what we're seeing, and then... the other ones look like they're also the duplexes that were not part of the condos. He referenced condos, but he's saying that they were duplexes.
They're not all condos.
I mean, they're duplexes, not condos. Excuse me.
Whenever I reference a 1A or 1B, that's a duplex. That's not a condo, and I referenced a 1A in my legal description of the number I gave you. They come in because a lot of that is in condominium plats, even duplexes, and we phrase them that way. But when I use the term 1A, 2A, that is a duplex. That's not a condominium.
Okay, I understand, but I'm just saying that there are on that back street where the condo is located, and it's up forward where the pool is located, across basically from the pool. You drew a line kind of across that property right where the pool is. All those things back, all those duplexes that go back towards the condo are in the association and have pool privileges, may have, you know, substantial monthly fees. And they're, you know, they have advantages, but they also have disadvantages. And for a lender, obviously, there is exposure for the use of the pool for debt, you know, insurance purposes for me, and I have that expense of that association. Many investors will not touch one of those, and I certainly wouldn't. So you're dealing with a duplex that looks like my duplex, but unfortunately, as part of the association, I have associated fees with those that that we don't participate in. But anyway, I think you guys will probably still get to a decent point, because I think one way or the other, these probably aren't going to be materially different, but they could be a little bit different.
Sure, sure. All right, sir, for us, because we've got a very full schedule, any of the last things that we need to make sure we cover, and then we're going to deliberate through the day and through into the evening, possibly, about trying to get some of these things resolved. We have till the end of July to get all this voted on and decided upon. So I don't see a vote taking place right this second, but any last questions for this person? All right, none from here. Anything from you, sir?
No, I guess what we're saying is we're not going to be using any of the comps for the sales that are taking place now. Is that right?
We can't use any sales comps that are taking place, especially this calendar year, no, sir.
But they will.
But they are being he's taking all this data to reassess for January 1st of 2011. So you should.
Okay. Sorry.
So that's what he is saying, and there's a significant drop across the market, and in some areas even deeper than 20%.
Okay.
All right?
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ty. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right.
Question.
Go ahead.
If everybody's value in the whole county gets lower 20 or 40% with all these new low values, but the county's requirements and funding and everything are basically the same, doesn't that mean that the levies go up by a corresponding amount and everybody's taxes stay the same?
When they go down, everybody's taxes will go up.
Yeah,
but it's everyone proportionally stays the same.
We're not telling them that half of it, though.
No, it's not our place to tell them.
We don't deal with taxes.
Well, James, you said when they go down, their taxes will go up. I don't follow that.
For every dollar that the tax goes down on somebody who's appeals, those dollars are then proportionately spread to the other people.
To all other taxpayers.
So the way this appeal process works is you pick an individual and you lower theirs, yes, their taxes will go down.
But everybody else's
goes up to make up for the difference in the levy increase.
Yeah, and if everybody's value goes down,
the levy will end up
going up. The levy will go up and everybody will get an increase.
That's two different things, what we're talking about.
Well, what I'm saying is us saying, oh, yeah, your value will go down January 1, 2011, and they're reading that as my taxes are going to go down
100%. It could, if they're not able to roll up any more.
We don't know where
if their top levy won't make up the difference, they'll have to be a vote of the people before they can make up that difference.
And see, the new law, Kelly.
Good.
The new law, Kelly, they got till August, the end of August, to get that on a ballot to retroactive back to the first of the year.
Do I hear any motions on this? That's
motion to deny.
Motion to deny by Danny Strahan on BOE number 0059 and 0060. And I heard a second by Kelly Trimble.
This is what I was.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 5-0. The next one's up is Stampede Inn, specifically the Fountain Inn. Silver Fountain Inn will be calling that number.
I would request this BOE not hear that. We've heard it the last 3 years in a row.
I think so.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
This is written as if ready to talk.
What we need to do then is I'm going to call for a 5-minute recess and go visit the clerk real fast.
We heard on properties, I know last.
But what's the class of.
Meant to be a brief.
Okay, so
I understand.
Okay, hold on. Before I call for the recess here, we are, it looks like they are arguing.
I have some background on this.
Wait, I don't know if we can even hear it yet.
Okay.
I see where they're asking valuation and not classification. Making sure this is right. I'm looking through all the notes. You guys seeing anything in the notes?
Well, what I'm looking at is on the motel itself. Whoops. No, here's a piece of land. We heard some parcels along there last year. But I don't know that we heard the motel itself.
I think we heard them all. There's seven parcels involved or something like that. Six.
They're saying there's a condemnation action taken. Oh, we heard this last year.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Can't hear it again.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is call for a 5-minute recess so I can talk to the clerk. So recess for 5 minutes. Look at your minutes. Because if that's the case, then they have to make...
valuation issues.
Somebody.